welcome back to the Book of Baseball. Today is Sunday, October 17th, and today I'll be talking about independent baseball leagues, what they are, where they come from, and why they exist. All that coming up. When people hear about independent baseball leagues, they often think of the minor leagues, but really, independent leagues and the minor leagues are very different. Currently, there are 8 recognized independent baseball leagues across the country, with a total of 69 teams between them, 4 of which are in Canada. These leagues are the Atlantic League, the American Association, the Frontier League, the Pioneer League, the United Shore Professional Baseball League, the Empire Professional Baseball League, the Pacific Association, and the Pecos League. The oldest of these is the Pioneer League, which played its first season in 1939. The youngest are the United Shore League and the Empire League, both founded in 2016. For the most part, independent baseball league stadiums are in the low thousands. The largest stadium out of the leagues I mentioned before is Northwestern Medicine Field of the Kane County Cougars in Geneva, Illinois, a team in the American Association. It can hold up to 10,923 people. The smallest stadium belongs to the Santa Cruz Seaweed of the Pecos League. They play in Harvey West Park in Santa Cruz, which can hold a mere 200 people. But, even with limited seating and unbelievably cheap tickets, most indie league tickets are somewhere between $5 and $20, you still don't have to worry about competing for a spot. Aside from opening and closing day, as well as the playoffs, most games could be mistaken as practices by the amount of people in the stands, especially if it's a losing team. I'll be back right after this. An independent baseball league is like a cross between the major leagues and the minor leagues. It's like the minors in the way that one of its main purposes is to develop young players and give them an opportunity to perform in front of scouts. But it's like the MLB because every team is its own and not affiliated with any other clubs. Each team wants to win and has the ability to sign and trade for players. And that's what I love about independent baseball. The small town feel, but also that it's the MLB, just on a lower level. And even though a ball might go through a fielder's legs more times in a game than a ball goes over the fence, it's still baseball. Thank you for listening to today's episode. It was written, produced, and recorded by me. Thank you to Anchor and Sports Reference for sponsoring today's episode. And, as always, I hope you've enjoyed this one, and I'll see you in the next one.